Welcome to the Strategize, Adapt, Overcome podcast, where we explore timeless strategies from Sun Tzu's The Art of War and how they can be applied to personal growth, life challenges, and professional success. Each episode dives deep into practical tactics for mastering self-discipline, navigating adversity, and achieving your goals with precision and purpose. Whether you're seeking to sharpen your mindset or learn how to adapt and thrive in any situation, this podcast is your guide to turning ancient wisdom into modern mastery. Tune in and start strategizing your way to a more empowered life. Are you ready to unlock the secrets of strategy and resilience? Welcome to a podcast that bridges timeless wisdom with today's challenges. Inspired by Sun Tzu's The Art of War, this show is packed with powerful insights to help you master self-discipline, overcome obstacles, and achieve success in every area of your life. Each episode is a deep dive into practical tactics that transform ancient teachings into actionable steps for personal and professional growth. If you're ready to conquer life's battles and thrive with purpose, this podcast is your ultimate playbook. Subscribe now and start your journey to strategic mastery. Today, we look at leveraging resources effectively. Welcome to another episode of Strategize, Adapt, Overcome. Today we explore one of Sun Tzu's most empowering teachings, the art of leveraging resources effectively. In a world where we often focus on what we lack, we discover how ancient wisdom reveals the extraordinary potential hidden within whatever resources you already possess. The illusion of scarcity. Sun Tzu understood a fundamental truth that escapes many modern strategists. Victory doesn't belong to those with the most resources, but to those who use their resources most effectively. He wrote, "What is of supreme importance in war is to attack the enemy's strategy." This principle transforms how you view your own capabilities and circumstances. Think about your current situation. What resources do you believe you need but don't have? More time, more money, more connections, more experience, more education? Now consider this question. What if the resources you already possess contain more potential than you've recognized? The master strategist knew that resourcefulness matters more than resources. A small, well-organized force with clear purpose and intelligent tactics could defeat a much larger army that lacked coordination and strategy. The same principle applies to every area of your life where you're working toward meaningful goals. You have more power than you realize. The challenge isn't finding new resources, it's discovering the untapped potential in what you already have. The strategic assessment of your arsenal. Before Sun Tzu ever engaged in battle, he conducted thorough assessments of available forces, terrain, weather, and timing. This same analytical approach becomes your foundation for leveraging resources effectively in daily life. Start by taking inventory of your actual resources, not your perceived limitations. What skills do you possess? What relationships have you built? What experiences have you accumulated? What time do you have available? What physical assets can you access? What knowledge have you gained? Most people underestimate their resources because they're comparing themselves to others instead of focusing on strategic utilization of what they have. The entrepreneur who starts a business with minimal capital but maximum creativity often outperforms the well-funded startup that lacks focus and resourcefulness. This isn't about positive thinking or pretending you have unlimited resources. It's about strategic realism, accurately assessing your actual capabilities so you can deploy them with maximum effectiveness. When you understand your true assets, you can begin crafting strategies that leverage them brilliantly. The multiplication principle. Sun Tzu discovered that the same resources could produce vastly different results depending on how they were combined and deployed. One soldier fighting alone has limited impact, but that same soldier as part of a coordinated unit becomes exponentially more powerful. This multiplication principle transforms how you think about resource utilization. Consider your time, which most people view as their scarcest resource. Instead of thinking about time as something you spend, start thinking about time as something you invest. How can you use 1 hour to create results that continue producing value long after that hour has passed? Writing a blog post takes 1 hour but can help thousands of people and generate opportunities for years. Having a strategic conversation with a mentor takes 1 hour but can redirect your entire career trajectory. Learning a new skill takes hours initially but saves you countless hours over time while expanding your capabilities. The same multiplication principle applies to your other resources. One meaningful relationship can open doors to dozens of opportunities. One piece of knowledge can solve multiple problems. One tool can serve various purposes if you understand its full potential. The art of strategic substitution. When Sun Tzu lacked traditional resources, he became masterful at finding alternatives that served the same strategic purpose. If he couldn't attack directly, he would attack indirectly. If he couldn't overpower, he would outmaneuver. If he couldn't match resources, he would change the game entirely. You can apply this same approach when facing resource constraints. Instead of asking, "How can I get the resources I think I need?" ask, "How can I achieve my objective using what I have available?" Need expensive marketing? Build relationships one person at a time through genuine value creation. Lack formal credentials? Develop undeniable expertise through consistent practice and sharing your learning journey. Don't have startup capital? Begin with services that require more effort than money, then reinvest your profits. This strategic substitution often leads to better outcomes than having abundant traditional resources would have produced. It forces you to develop creativity, resilience, and innovative approaches that become competitive advantages. The power of constraint-driven innovation. Sun Tzu recognized that limitations often spark the most brilliant strategic innovations. When you can't rely on overwhelming force, you must develop superior tactics. When you can't match your opponent's resources, you must find ways to make resources irrelevant to the outcome. Constraints force you to focus on what truly matters. When you have unlimited time, you tend to waste it. When you have limited time, you become ruthless about priorities. When you have unlimited budget, you might overcomplicate solutions. When you have limited budget, you find elegant, efficient approaches. Think about the most resourceful people you know. Often, they develop these capabilities not despite their limitations, but because of them. They learn to see opportunities where others saw obstacles. They develop skills that people with abundant resources never needed to develop. Your current constraints aren't punishments. They're training grounds for developing capabilities that will serve you throughout your life, regardless of how your resource situation changes in the future. The network effect of smart resource management. Sun Tzu understood that individual capabilities multiply exponentially when connected to larger networks and systems. Your personal resources become far more powerful when you understand how to connect them with other people's resources in mutually beneficial ways. And this isn't about using people or taking advantage of relationships. It's about understanding how collaborative resource sharing creates value for everyone involved. When you help others leverage their resources effectively, they naturally want to help you do the same. Start by identifying how your unique combination of skills, knowledge, and experience can solve problems for others. What challenges do people in your network face that your resources could address? How can you contribute to their success in ways that also advance your own objectives? This approach transforms resource limitations from problems into opportunities for building valuable partnerships. Instead of needing to acquire every resource yourself, you become skilled at creating collaborations where everyone contributes their strengths. The timing of resource deployment is Sun Tzu wrote extensively about timing, recognizing that the same resources deployed at different moments produce dramatically different results. The key to effective resource management often lies not in having more, but in using what you have at precisely the right time. Consider how timing affects the value of your efforts. The same idea shared at the wrong moment might be ignored, while shared at the right moment can launch a career. The same investment made during different market conditions produces vastly different returns. The same conversation held at different times in a relationship creates entirely different outcomes. Develop sensitivity to timing in your own resource deployment. When is your energy highest and most productive? When are people most receptive to your ideas? When do opportunities naturally arise in your industry or field? When is the optimal moment to launch, pivot, or double down on your efforts? Strategic timing often matters more than the quantity of resources you deploy. Learning to read these patterns and align your actions accordingly multiplies the effectiveness of everything you do. The compound effect of consistent resource investment. Sun Tzu thought beyond individual battles to consider entire campaigns. He understood that small, consistent advantages compound over time to create overwhelming strategic positions. This same principle applies to how you invest your personal resources for long-term success. Every day you have resources available, time, energy, attention, and choice. How you invest these daily resources determines your trajectory over months and years. Small, consistent investments in your capabilities, relationships, and opportunities compound into remarkable results over time. The key is choosing investments that build on each other rather than starting over repeatedly. Each skill you develop makes the next skill easier to acquire. Each relationship you build makes the next relationship easier to establish. Each success you create makes the next success more achievable. And this compound approach means you don't need dramatic resources to create dramatic results. You need consistent, strategic deployment of the resources you have available every day. Turning disadvantages into strategic advantages. Perhaps Sun Tzu's most brilliant insight was recognizing how apparent disadvantages could become strategic advantages when viewed through the right lens. Being smaller meant being more agile. Having fewer resources meant being more focused. Facing stronger opponents meant developing superior tactics. What aspects of your current situation feel like disadvantages? Limited experience might mean you approach problems with fresh perspectives that experienced people miss. Limited connections might mean you're more motivated to provide exceptional value to the relationships you do build. Limited resources might mean you develop resourcefulness that becomes invaluable as you grow. This reframing isn't about denial or false optimism. It's about strategic analysis. How can you use your current circumstances as advantages rather than allowing them to limit your possibilities? What capabilities are you developing because of your constraints that others with abundant resources never develop? The integration of all resources. Sun Tzu's ultimate mastery came from understanding how to integrate all available resources, troops, terrain, weather, timing, intelligence, and psychology into comprehensive strategies where each element amplified the others. Your personal resource mastery requires this same integrated approach. Your time, skills, relationships, knowledge, energy, and opportunities aren't separate resources to be managed individually. They're interconnected elements of a comprehensive life strategy. The most effective approach considers how each resource can support and amplify your others. How can you structure your time to maximize your energy? How can you develop skills that strengthen your relationships? How can you build relationships that expand your opportunities? How can you gain knowledge that multiplies your effectiveness across all areas? Moving forward with strategic resource mastery. As you begin applying these principles, remember that resource mastery is a skill that develops through practice and reflection. Start by conducting an honest assessment of your current resources without comparing yourself to others or focusing on what you lack. Then experiment with different approaches to leveraging what you have. Notice which strategies multiply your effectiveness and which ones scatter your focus. Pay attention to timing and look for opportunities to create compound effects through consistent strategic investments. Most importantly, remember that your greatest resource is your ability to think strategically about resource deployment. This meta skill, the ability to analyze situations, identify opportunities, and design approaches that maximize the value of whatever resources you have, is the foundation of all sustainable success. Sun Tzu's greatest insight about resources was that victory comes not from having the most, but from using whatever you have most effectively. In your life, this means focusing less on acquiring more resources and more on discovering the untapped potential in what you already possess. The path forward is clear. Assess your resources honestly and completely. Look for ways to multiply their effectiveness through strategic combination. Substitute creatively when you lack traditional resources. Use constraints to spark innovation. Build networks that amplify everyone's capabilities. Deploy your resources with strategic timing. Make consistent investments that compound over time. Transform disadvantages into advantages through intelligent analysis. When you master these principles, you discover that resource limitations become launching pads for creativity, ingenuity, and breakthrough results. You have everything you need to begin moving towards your most important goals. The question isn't whether you have enough resources, it's whether you're ready to use them with the strategic brilliance they deserve. Until next time, continue to strategize, adapt, and overcome weary key bay with whatever resources you have leveraged to their fullest potential.